Welcome to our year-end holiday perspectives. I'm Tom Flanagan. Since we recorded this show a little bit earlier this week, please hold your calls and emails. And we welcome back to our holiday perspectives the music director and conductor for the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra, Darko Budorok. It is so good to see you again, Darko. And hey, tell us about the holiday magic concert that you had this past Saturday at Ruby Diamond.
It was a real pleasure. We finished, let's say, the 2016 year with a bang. We had the concert together with the chorale from St. John's and also from Childs High School. So it was a variety of music, ranging from kind of popular Christmas favorites, some classical music related to the holidays, music for choir and orchestra that's really grand. So a little bit of everything. Just a joy to perform with these musicians and to bring this kind of holiday spirit to the community.
A great tradition we have here in Tallahassee, and we also thank you again for lending your taste and your texture and your songs to our program that we have here on WFSU. What's your first selection you're bringing to us?
All right, so I always like to bring in things from classical artists or from maybe unusual, unexpected places. This is a very well-known song. We know it as O Holy Night. Of course, Cantique de Noël in French. But what I found, thanks to the magic of YouTube, a wonderful recording by Jussi Björling. Jussi Björling was kind of the tenor in the 1950s. So much so, when people asked Pavarotti to compare himself to him, he said, "That's not possible. I'm only human." So a fantastic voice, and here we have him singing O Holy Night in his native language, which is Swedish. So it's O Helga Natt. Oh.
Back on our holiday special on WFSU-FM, Sounds of the Season with Darko Budorok. And Darko, a little aside here, I began my radio career in a little tiny 1,000-watt AM station near my hometown, way up in the mountains of western Maryland. It was more West Virginia than Maryland, actually. And as the station's morning DJ, I had to primarily play music, but also do the news breaks at the top and the bottom of the hour, which is how I eventually morphed into doing news full time a little bit later on. But because the station was so small and you had to do all these things because of the lack of staffing, we had to play primarily popular music. Top 40 type music, we called it back then. And so that meant everything from Tony Bennett to Led Zeppelin. It was really across the board. And at the time, one of the hottest acts was a group called the Carpenters. They had like 15 number one songs on the adult contemporary charts of Billboard magazine at one time. And because of that popularity, all of us got really, really sick of Carpenter's music after a while because we had to play it so doggone much. But today, you know, it's 33 years now after the untimely and tragic death of Karen Carpenter. And I've kind of developed a real appreciation for the voice of that woman and how well she used that remarkable instrument of hers in the service of the song. It was low-key, it was subtle, but it was remarkable. And so I wanted to bring a song that isn't her best-known holiday song, which is Merry Christmas, Darling. Everyone knows that one. But 8 years after that came out, the Carpenters released another collection of holiday songs, and this particular tune, I think, was one of the highlights of that collection. Karen Carpenter and her version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that will last. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles outside. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang your shining if the fates allow. Hang your shining star above the highest bough, and have yourself a merry
We are back with Darko Butorac of the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra, the music director and conductor there, and bringing his version of some holiday favorites to our year-end perspectives on WFSU-FM. What you got next, Darko?
Okay, I have a very funny story. You know, I live in Missoula, Montana. I split my time between Missoula and Tallahassee, work with both orchestras there. I have a chorale associated with the orchestra in Missoula. It's Missoula Symphony and Chorale, officially, is the title of the organization. And each year they do a standalone concert where they perform music just a cappella or with piano. And I went to the concert. It was holiday inspired. And lo and behold, there was a piece by Andre Thomas. Andre Thomas, of course, the director of Tallahassee Community Chorale and a longtime professor, legend at FSU and in choral circles worldwide. And it's called Sing Noel. And it's a beautiful holiday song inspired by African traditions.
Sing Noel, sing Noel. Sing Noel, Noel, Noel.
back on our holiday show on WFSU-FM's Perspectives. And we just heard a great chorale piece with a hometown hero involved there. That is really so cool, Darko. And we're going to hear some local artists a little bit later on in the program. But since you brought a piece of choral music, I thought I would either retaliate or return the favor, depending
on
how you look at it. And we will combine that with a little bit of Hanukkah music in keeping with our Perspectives tradition of featuring melodies from a bunch of traditions. This song is performed by the Maccabees, and they kind of combine elements of a formal Levitical choir and the Beastie Boys, if you can mush all those together. Originally formed in 2007 as Yeshiva University student vocal group, the Maccabees emerged as both Jewish music and a cappella phenomena, kind of like the Acabells we have here at Florida State University. They got a gigantic fan base. It's like more than 20 million views on YouTube and a bunch of TV appearances, and they've had 4 albums and all that. And here's a selection they released 6 years ago, which went viral like in a matter of days. The Maccabees with Candlelight Hanukkah.
I'll tell a tale, 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 yeah. Of Maccabees in Israel, L, 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 yeah. When the Greeks tried to assail, sail, 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 yeah. But it was all to no avail, veil, 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 yeah, yeah. The war went on and on and on until the mighty Greeks were gone. Sometimes saying ayo, spin the dreidel. Just wanna celebrate for all the nights, singing ayo, light the candle. We say I'll have you sing oh yeah for all 8 nights. Then we play dreidel by the candlelight. And I told you once, now I told you twice about the miracle of the candlelight.
They took the field. Field, field, field. Their rivals thought, are they for real, 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 real? Those Maccabees, they never yield, 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 yield. They charged ahead with sword and shield, 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 shield. Yeah, yeah, the war went on and on and on until the mighty Greeks were gone. Yeah,
up in my lockers in the air sometimes, saying ayo. Just wanna celebrate for all late nights, singing ayo, light the candles. We say ma'otun, oh yeah, for all late nights. Then we play dreidel by the candlelight. And I told you once, now I told you twice about the miracle of the candlelight.
And the great menorah for 8 days it kept on burning. What a celebration, a great return to Torah learning. Cause I can feel it, and I Neis Gadol, Neis Gadol, Neis Gadol Hayasham, Neis Gadol Hayasham, Neis Gadol Hayasham, Sham, Sham.
Up in my lockers in the air sometimes, saying ayo, spin the dreidel. Just wanna celebrate for all late nights, singing ayo, light the candles. We say ma'otun, oh yeah, for all late nights. Then we play dreidel by the candlelight. And I told you once, now I told you twice about the miracle.
We are so happy to once again be presenting the sounds of the season to you here on WFSU-FM with our year-end perspectives. And Darko Puterak, from Missoula to Tallahassee. What was the weather like in Missoula when you bailed and came down here for holiday magic this past weekend?
The high that day was 10 degrees. And hasn't gotten much better since, according to the forecast. So I'm really appreciating the wonderful winter weather in Tallahassee.
Yeah, it can get a little bit cold, though, too. I remember, again, going back to old radio days, this was probably 1982, I think. And the national media was all just agog because on that particular morning, which was in February, International Falls, Minnesota, they were 9 degrees above zero. And here in Tallahassee, it was 8 degrees above zero. And they
goodness
were all freaking
gracious
out.
Wow.
Well, let's warm things up with another selection here from you, Darko. What you got?
Okay, so inspired by your Macrobeats selection there, I thought I'd continue with kind of the YouTube stardom selection. I have A Silent Night performed by Two Cellos. Two Cellos, I believe, performed in Tallahassee last spring as part of the Opening Nights festival. And it's two guys. They're from Croatia. They play cello really well. And then they play electric cello really well. So this is a very traditional tune arranged for two electric cellos played by Two Cellos. Their names are Stjepan Hauser and Luka Šulić.
That is terrific. That kind of reminded me a little bit of Electric Light Orchestra or something, because they used electronic cellos in their performances, too. Not quite
exactly
as traditional as what you had there, but that is so cool. You know, Darko, this was a bad year, really, when it came to the passing of a lot of great musicians, particularly in the popular genre. You had folks like Glenn Frey of the Eagles and Prince and David Bowie and a whole bunch more. And earlier this month, Greg Lake passed away. He played with some of the great progressive rock acts of the age, including Emerson, Lake and Palmer and King Crimson. And he also had a moderately successful solo career. And the next song we're going to hear actually got more airplay than most of his other work when he went solo. He performed this version, I think, 5 years ago in the sanctuary of a little church called St. Bride's in London. And one of his good musical buddies, a fellow named Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull fame, provided the accompaniment on flute, the late Greg Lake. And this is I Believe in Father Christmas.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace. peace on earth. But instead it just kept on raining, a veil of tears for the virgin birth. But I remember one Christmas morning, a winter's light and a distant choir, and the peal of a bell and that Christmas tree smell, and their eyes were tinsel and fire. They sold me a dream of Christmas, and they sold me a silent night, and they told me a fairy story, till I believed in the Israelite. And I believed in Father Christmas, and I looked to the sky with excited eyes. And I woke with a yawn in the first light of dawn, and I saw him through his disguise.
Once again on WFSU-FM, our end-of-year holiday program with Darko Budorok of the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra and the Missoula Symphony and Chorale. You have any thoughts of maybe, we have some great, you know, the community chorus and everything here in Tallahassee, but maybe expanding a choral group which would be attached to the TSO, Darko?
Let's see. As you said, we're very lucky to have so many different groups in town that the bases are really covered. I love doing music for chorus and orchestra, and I'm always grateful to have a chance to work with voice. I think it's absolutely the perfect instrument. It's the original instrument, and it all instruments, if you look at the history of instrumental playing throughout the ages, every guide on how to play any instrument, the first lesson is imitate the human voice. So this is certainly my great love.
And it's the hardest thing to reproduce electronically too is the human voice. If you talk to any of the great record producers and all, they can get a great violin or even a harpsichord, something that you'd think would be incredibly difficult to record. But you put the human voice in a digital or an analog recording format, and you can always tell it's recorded. There's almost no way that you can say, oh, yes, it actually took place here in this room if it's recorded.
Right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. No, the colors are amazing, and the individuality of it. The fact we can play certain recordings, and within a second, everybody will know, oh, that's whatever. Pavarotti, Renee Fleming. You can just tell immediately the color of the voice is such a signature to each of us. So speaking of great voices, I have a great selection. It is beginning to look a lot like Christmas with a wonderful voice of Michael Bublé.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once a more.
And welcome back to this program of holiday songs on WFSU-FM. Tom Flanagan and Darko Butterack along with you. And as we talk about traditions and traditions within traditions here, one of the things that we do periodically now on this very program is to also include a locally produced holiday song in that lineup. And some of the things you brought to us so far, Darko, have a local connection, a Tallahassee connection here. Well, this past Saturday, a band from Tallahassee played their Christmas concert at the Monticello Opera House just east of us, and that band, consisting of Sarah Mack and Claire Swindell and Charlie Vancher, known collectively as the Sarah Mack Band, had this song in their set list for that performance. Tallahassee's own Sarah Mack Band up next. This one's called Children Go.
Thank you. for Paul and Silas, one for the itty bitty baby, wrapped in swaddling clothing, lying in a manger. He was born in Bethlehem, born in Bethlehem.
Songs of the Season here on WFSU-FM's Perspectives. Darko Butorac along with us as guest DJ. Did you ever want to do that in radio, Darko, by any chance?
I never expected it. You know, it kind of came with the profession inadvertently, and I very much enjoy it. I've probably, you know, I can't count the number of times I've visited radio stations over the last 10 years serving as music director in two cities, but... you know, there. I have to admire it. And the thing I most admire is the ability of people, especially the morning DJs, to basically get up at some god-awful hour, be fresh, and bring that great energy, like, straight up. I go in, you know, I've been awake for an hour. I go in, the guy's been up since 2 a.m. He's like, hello and welcome. Good morning. The temperature is this. And whoa, how do you do it? It's amazing. Yeah. I really admire it.
Yeah, and it's all done without drugs. I will tell you that much. Maybe not so much back in the 70s, but but today it just, you set your circadian rhythm. It's 3 o'clock. You're up, you're going, and that's the way it goes. You're right. It's a special breed apart. Well, you're bringing us a special breed apart of a lot of holiday music that otherwise we would not have an opportunity to hear. So what's next on your playlist?
So the next piece I selected, this is... almost a part of every holiday concert orchestras do worldwide. Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, right? The number one classical hit when it comes to the holidays. And we actually performed this last weekend. We performed specifically the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy. And as soon as it started, you could hear a couple of kids in the audience like, Mom, Mom, you know, excited. They're like, oh my God, I recognize it. Yes, yes. You know, it's a little tinkly sound that's coming. And sure enough, you know, the celeste comes in and you can just hear the little like gasp of the kids in the audience. Beautiful moment. Well, this is the Sugar Plum Fairy, but in the vision of the great Duke Ellington. And so it's called Sugar Rum Cherry. Thank you.
as we continue our tradition of holiday music on WFSU's FM. And thank you to all the folks who have hung with us during this entire year of programs, and we invite you to stick around. We got a lot more goodies coming your way in 2017. Well, Darko, when someone is commonly called the genius, you kind of get the feeling that that's a special sort of guy. And so it was with the great Ray Charles, who's another local connection here, his boyhood home east of Tallahassee between Monticello and Madison in the little community of Greenville, which essentially is a crossroads with what used to be a train station and now a convenience store and a few other things. Ray Charles went on to leave a real lasting impact on modern American music. It's still being felt today. And one of his holiday songs, I think, that showcases that phenomenal voice of his in a very special way, we wanted to include in this playlist, too. Composed by the mighty Joe Tex and performed by Ray Charles, here's Christmas Time.
Christmas time comes once a year. Christmas time's the time that all should bring good cheer. What's well, Christmas bells, they keep ringing. Little children are singing, waiting for toys. For girls and boys, thank you.
Darko Budorak, our guest DJ here, as has become tradition, so many traditions we have here on WFSU-FM, and Darko, to all of your listeners who love you so much with the Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra, and now consider you really a hometown kind of guy. Thank you so much for being a part of our hometown presentation here on Perspectives.
It is my honor and absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And we will see you again next year, if not before.
Absolutely. You got it.
Thank you, Darko. Perspectives produced by WFSU-FM in Tallahassee. Technical assistance by Taylor Cox, and I'm Tom Flanagan. Hoping your holidays are happy, healthy, and hopeful as well. We invite you to join us throughout 2017 for more Perspectives right here on WFSU.
Audio copies of Perspectives are available by calling 1-800-829-8809. Log on to WFSU.org for online archives and podcast. Perspectives is a production of 88.9 WFSU-FM, Tallahassee.